You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Millions of Californians across the state lack access to clean drinking water. And if this sounds familiar or unsurprising, it's because the problem and possible solutions have been in the headlines for years. When Governor Newsom took office, he revamped the discussion by proposing a fee on drinking water to fund unsafe systems. That didn't pass. But earlier this month, the new state budget assigned money to a new safe drinking water fund with revenues from the state's cap and trade program. KALW's environment reporter Angela Johnston joins me to explain. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
So first of all, you've been following this clean drinking water issue for a while. Can you just remind us what that means when you say the water is unclean?
Yeah, I started paying attention to this almost a year and a half ago when the legislature was debating the same problem. And so what unclean water means, Well, in hundreds of communities across the state, the water coming out of the tap was not drinkable. Mm-hmm. So some community water systems are flagged because they test high for toxins, like arsenic and nitrates and other chemicals that just aren't safe to drink. And others have more persistent problems that the community just can't afford to fix because they're low income. And you've probably heard of places that have to truck in bottled water or boil everything before they drink it.
Right, like in the Central Valley.
Yeah, many of these places are in the Central Valley, but I actually found a few in the Bay Area. For instance, Pescadero High School, just south of Half Moon Bay. Mm-hmm. Students there hadn't been able to drink the water for years because of nitrates that seeped into the water supply. They're surrounded by farmland, which fertilizer, runoff, and everything has nitrates in it. Mm-hmm. High amounts of nitrates can cause cancer, high blood pressure, blood poisoning, thyroid problems, and it's especially risky for young children. Mm-hmm. The water fountains at that school were turned off, and in the kitchen, lunch ladies had to wash all of the lettuce and produce for school lunches with gallon jugs of water.
Yeah.
And when I reported this back in January 2018, they were trying to find a way to drill a new well, but they just couldn't afford it at the time.
So what did they do about this back then?
Well, early last year, the state was considering this bill that would help places like Pescadero High School and all these other communities with unsafe water. It would help them put in new wells or hook up with larger water systems or suppliers. And in the case of Pescadero, it would have been the larger Half Moon Bay water system. And the money would have come from a tax on water bills paid by consumers across the state, as well as a tax on fertilizer that farmers use. And surprisingly, the ag industry was supportive of this, but local water agencies, the people that supply the water to customers, didn't like this plan because they'd have to eat the cost and pass that on to their consumers. Mm. So the bill eventually died.
Okay, now we're talking about it again.
Right. So in Governor Newsom's State of the State, he brought it up. He said the fact that millions of Californians still lack access to clean water is, quote, a moral disgrace and a medical emergency. And he called for sustained funding to ensure that all Californians have access to clean water. Mm. And later, he announced that he wanted to charge water customers anywhere from 95 cents to $10 a month on their water bills, that's depending on how much you use, to raise money for what he called a safe drinking water fund, plus using this tax on fertilizers again. So a very similar proposal to the previous bill that I reported on a year and a half ago, that the bill that died in the legislature.
Mm. And so what was the opposition to this new but similar plan?
Basically, the arguments were the same, and it was criticized as a new tax. They ultimately rejected Newsom's proposal, but they said they'd find another way to get some money into a safe drinking water fund.
Okay, did they?
Well, the Assembly came up with one idea for charging water providers and polluters, and the Senate said we should use money from the general fund. Remember, the state has a $20.6 billion surplus, so some people said, why don't we just take from that? Ultimately, the state decided that we should use cap and trade money, $100 million of it.
Why? Isn't that money used for greenhouse gas reduction?
Yeah, there's this constitutional restriction saying that cap and trade money should be used for combating climate change. Mm-hmm. So there are those who are really on board with curbing greenhouse gases and who are environmentalists and probably agree that we should fund safe, clean drinking water, but who aren't super happy about this. Cap and trade money does go into a fund that's called the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which, as you said, is supposed to pay for things that would do only that. In the past, it's gone toward things like funding high-speed rail with the hope that high-speed rail would remove cars from the road, and clean air programs. So some people say we should have gone with the idea of a water tax or taken it out of the general fund because we still would have tackled this huge problem where people can't get drinking water, but also left money for clear climate change problems.
So this just goes against the constitutional restriction?
How did they
get around that?
I mean, it's a stretch.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are pleased it's even happening since, you know, we've been talking about this for years,
right?
And this bell died the last time around. And supporters do argue that climate does impact water scarcity. It's, you know, clean water and water scarcity are not exactly the same things, but you can relate. And for example, the more we have droughts and extreme weather, the more our water supply could be negatively affected.
Back to the Pescadero High School you reported on in January of last year. Any update on that? It's been almost a year and a half. Were they able to secure their water source?
Well, unfortunately, when I checked in a few weeks ago, they still didn't have access to clean water. And, you know, maybe with this new fund that's being established, they'll be able to expedite that. But the most recent news is that the high school tried drilling another well, hoping to go deeper down to get water that didn't have nitrates in it. But that didn't end up having enough water to supply this very small high school, very limited amount of water. So the county, San Mateo County, drilled another well that does have enough water to supply the high school and potentially a fire station, but it's outside of the high school's service area. So it has to go to this countywide vote, and that won't potentially happen until November 2020, until that election. So they may have to wait about another year and a bit to see what happens. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about clean water with this new fund. So we'll see what happens, and I'll be checking in and paying attention.
And we'll be waiting for the news. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Angela is KALW's environment reporter. You can hear her stories at KALW.org.